This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green. The risk of suffering a stroke is pretty well known. Strokes are the third leading cause of death in adults. But today in Your Health, we're going to learn about a problem that is not as widely understood, and that is strokes in children.
Strokes affect 1 in 10,000 kids, a major cause of childhood death and disability. Childhood strokes have many different causes. Often there's nothing doctors can do except to try to minimize the damage and help the kids recover.
This morning, NPR's Richard Knox tells us about how surgeons are actually preventing strokes in children who are at risk for one particular type. And just a quick warning, you'll be hearing graphic descriptions of a brain surgery as part of this story.
Maribel Ramos is 13 years old, and this fall she had a stroke.
My legs started getting numb, and my tongue got numb, and my hands were shaking a lot. I did not know what was going on. I was mostly in shock.
Maribel has suffered from illness her entire life. She has sickle cell disease. It's a painful blood disorder that affects about 100,000 Americans. It also increases the risk of stroke. For Maribel, it's meant endless hospital stays.
I used to almost live in a hospital, they said.
And she has another disorder that increases her risk even more.
What we're looking at here is what's called an angiogram. It's an X-ray picture of the brain.
Dr. Ed Smith, a Boston neurosurgeon, is pointing to a black and white picture that looks like a tangle of angel hair pasta.
This is Maribel's angiogram picture from a couple months ago.
Oddly, her other disorder is called by the Japanese word moyamoya. It means puff of smoke.
If we follow this blood vessel up here, you see that right there it gets pinched off almost to nothing. And then this little puff of smoke right here, which are these little narrow blood vessels that don't fill the rest of the brain as it normally should.
So her brain is really starved for oxygen then?
Correct.
And all the time?
All the time.
These narrow blood vessels are prone to blood clots, especially in kids with sickle cell disease, which causes red blood cells to be spiky and misshapen. Maribel's stroke didn't cause lasting effects, but it's a harbinger of a major stroke that could cripple her for life if it doesn't kill her. I met Maribel and her father, Louis Ramos, at Children's Hospital in Boston. He's a single father who devotes most of his life to caring for Maribel.
We're in the hospital for a week or two every other month or so.
Over what period of time?
Always.
For a kid?
Yeah, she deals with it. She's very strong, but she's been through a lot.
Usually, she's in the hospital to manage the pain. But this time, she's here to prep for an operation that Dr. Smith hopes will dramatically reduce her risk of a stroke. Maribel's nervous about it for a reason any 13-year-old girl would understand.
But it's a head surgery. I'm just, like, really nervous of how they're going to cut my hair and how what are people going to say about it.
But her father says they didn't hesitate to have the surgery.
Stroke is serious, you know. It's very serious, and we just want to fix it. We want to do whatever doesn't happen again. It's very scary.
All right, Maribel.
You got a nice dream.
Good job. Doing great.
What Dr. Smith's going to do is give Maribel's brain a new blood supply. It's an ingenious bit of surgery. He plans to take a fat, healthy blood vessel that now runs up the outside of Maribel's skull and reroute it so that it's right next to the section of her brain that's chronically starved for blood.
You guys ready to turn the table?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's turn.
Once Maribel's asleep, Smith positions her head and shaves a large patch of hair above her left ear. Underneath is the vessel he plans to use to bring the new blood supply to her brain. Next, he takes up a wand the size of a pencil. It uses sound waves to locate the blood vessel underneath skin and muscle.
What we're hearing here is the heartbeat of the blood vessel we're going to use as a donor, I hope.
He takes a marker and traces the vessel's path on her scalp so he knows exactly where it is. It runs from her ear to the top of her head.
So it's 9:56. Get ready to start. Starting.
Smith and surgeon Sarah Jernigan sit down next to Maribel's head and peer through the eyepieces of a big microscope.
Watch your eyes.
Painstakingly, they go through scalp and muscle. Slowly, the pulsing artery comes into view.
So you can see the blood vessel here.
Smith operates on a kid with moyamoya disease about once a week. Sickle cell disease is more common, and much more often, doctors here see children suffering strokes for lots of different reasons. Other malformations of blood vessels in the brain, too little oxygen during birth, congenital heart defects, infections like meningitis or chickenpox.
One of the newer conditions, unfortunately, that we think is becoming increasingly a cause for stroke in kids is the same cause that affects adults. That's obesity. You know, kids are just getting fat. Diabetes, blood pressure problems. Can you do a little suction up here, please, Sarah?
Finally, the surgeons have freed up the blood vessel that will be rerouted underneath Maribel's skull to her oxygen-starved brain. It looks like a 5-inch long jump rope. The ends are still attached, and the middle part is free.
And that's the part we're going to swing under a piece of bone to put it in contact with the brain.
Now Smith does what he calls the construction work.
Move the bone out of the way, kind of like digging a trough in the middle of downtown Boston, and allow us to get this blood vessel where it's needed.
The blood vessel needs to be in direct contact with the brain.
So what we did now is we just opened the dura, the lining to the surface of the brain.
The next part of the operation is especially delicate. The surgeons have to cut through the innermost protective layer. It's a cobwebby membrane called the arachnoid. When that's done, there it is, Maribel's exposed brain.
This is a really cool part of the case. I've probably done a couple of thousand operations. It really is amazing. I mean, this is where she speaks. This is where she understands a lot of things. This is what makes her move. This is what makes Maribel Maribel. EEG's okay? Okay. So what we're going to do now is sew this blood vessel to the surface of the brain. Take this, please. Microirrigation, please.
This is the real key to the operation. Once the artery is in contact with the brain, it will start putting down new blood vessels, like roots from a tree.
Blood vessels start to grow even within a few weeks after surgery. So it's remarkable how quickly the brain can respond favorably to this graft when it really needs one.
In a real sense, Smith is just enabling Maribel's body itself to cure her Moyamoya disease.
You know, the disease is a horrible disease, but it's really enjoyable to try to trick the body into doing what you want it to do to try to help kids get better. Cut this, please, right now.
Once the new blood vessel is sewn firmly in place, the surgeons reverse course, carefully replacing layers of tissue one by one.
All right. That's beautiful.
Next, Smith replaces the circle of bone. He leaves two small holes so the rerouted artery can dive under Maribel's skull and exit on the other side.
So, guys, we're done.
And a few minutes later, Maribel's awake again. Sort of.
Hey, Maribel. Hey, sweetie. It's Dr. Smith. Can you hear me? Hey, Maribel, honey, wiggle your toes, sweet pea. Does that hurt? Yeah, I'm sorry. Can you wiggle your feet for me, sweetheart? That's a good girl.
A few weeks later, I visited her at home in Nashua, New Hampshire.
So how are you?
Good.
She's wearing an elaborate bow to hide the place where her hair hasn't grown in yet.
I've been trying to cover it up so nobody could see it.
It's not that noticeable. Is it better or worse than you thought it was going to be?
It's in the middle.
Her father says a recent MRI scan brought good news.
It was 2-3 weeks after surgery, and you could already see the new veins growing into the brain, and everything looks good.
Before the surgery, Dr. Smith says Maribel was virtually certain to have a major stroke, a 95% chance, in fact, but now her risk has been reduced drastically to around 5%. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.